guys, welcome to the first episode of Late Nights with Beta. For this episode, in fact, for all the episodes coming, I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about and how I'm going to present it to you. But sometimes, you know, you just have to say, fuck it, let's just do it. Yeah. But there are topics I would like to talk about before asking you guys what you want me to talk about. And my first topic is choices. You know, most of the times we have a lot to do in a day. We have a lot to think about in a day, and we always come in front of two or three different options or alternatives we have. And here comes the picking. Here comes the choice. I won't say this is the easiest thing a human being can do, but that's the most difficult thing to do. There are some situations where you would really wish you never had alternatives. There are some situations where you wish you had alternatives or you had another alternative. But here's the thing. For every situation you find yourself and you have to make a choice, try as much as possible to make the right one. How do you know the choice you're going to make is the right one? Well, most of the times it's by analyzing and understanding the situation before engaging in any form of choice. When I say analyzing the situation, I mean that for every choice you have to do, for every option you have in front of you, you need to consider your environment. You need to consider how the choice is going to affect your nearest or furthest future. And sometimes, I know people will say, but that is too hard. Sometimes I wish I never picked this one. Yeah, it is hard. It is the most hardest thing to do. Picking from career to relationships to even dressing, picking is always there. Having a choice is always there. Like, you always find yourself in front of alternatives and you have to pick one. So let's start with the basics. Choosing. What is the meaning of a choice? A choice is an alternative or any decision you have to make. And what is the meaning of choosing? Choosing means that you have to pick between two or three different alternatives. That is, you have this or that, or that, or that, or that. And it always comes when you find yourself in situations that, one, you may have different alternatives or you may have different options you can pick. Two, when you find yourself in a very hooked up situation and you produce different alternatives, that is, you may be going out and you know it's raining but you really wanted to wear your sandals or your new pair of shoe. That's not even a choice to make. Like, you obviously are going to pick something that will be comfortable for the rain not to disturb you. That's one. Others might want to wear the sandal no matter what, but that's at their own risk. Do you get now? Some choices will be affected by your environment, others will be affected by you. And most of the time, they are always affected by your environment. That is, anything you're going to do will affect your surrounding. That's one thing you have to know when picking or when making a choice. Anything you're going to do will affect your environment, but mostly it's going to affect you. And if it won't affect you now, it would affect you later. So my own personal experience from all this is that you should take your time when it comes to decisions. Take your time. Analyze the situation. If you have to make research, do research, especially when it comes to life-threatening decisions, like it's a matter of life and death, or it's a matter that will affect your life, especially when it comes to career path or education. most of us, we forget that whatever we do now is going to affect our future and our future generation. You can't just be going around doing whatever you like because you have the ability to do that. At some point in time, you're going to be hooked up because your past is going to come back. No matter how hard you work on that, if you've taken wrong decisions, it'll come back. It's a boomerang. The boomerang effect exists and it's real. Let's not even talk about karma and all that stuff. My purpose here is to let you guys understand that choices are always going to come. Alternatives are always going to be here, but you have to make the right decision. This or that, which one will be more beneficial for me, for starters, than for my environment? You can't decide to wear a short gown knowing that you're in the middle of people that would obviously criticize you and might not even accept you in their midst. If you really want to be in their midst, you have to conform yourself to whatever they want. Are you getting the whole thing? It is true. I understand most of you be like, whatever I wear, whatever. Yeah, it is understandable. But sometimes there are some decisions you have to make to please your environment in order to get something. You can't tell me if you had a choice to either stay late at work because your boss has extra work for you, or go back home and sleep. You choose going back home and sleep. No. Obviously, you have to stay to work again. You have to, because it's your job. You might lose it because of that alternative. It's true, it's sometimes hard and might get uncomfortable, but that choice is the right one to do because it will affect your environment where you are. That's how sometimes we forget it and we do whatever we want and regret later. That's the part I don't want people to always fall in. Regretting, I wish I could, I wish I did, I wish I know. Don't wish. Start changing now. Start changing now. Start making the right decisions now. Start changing the way you pick, changing the way you decide about your life and everything, because it's going to affect you in the nearest or furthest future. So I think that was it, and I really want to know what you think about it. I really want to know your opinions and how you feel about the whole choice issue. If you have any questions, if you have anything, just let me know. Thank you. I hope I'll record very soon again. There will be a second part of this on how to make the right decisions, like how to know which decision is right or wrong. Thank you very much. You will have a good night and have a good day. Bye.